All right, you're on.
On at 6:02, June 8th, 2022, and this is the Commission on Reapportionment Commission, and I'd like to call this meeting to order. I'd like to take a roll. I'll do that one for the record.
Regis?
Here.
Sarah is with us. Andy
here.
Monk?
Present.
Donna Lutz?
Here.
Ken Panza?
Here.
Travis Rass?
Here.
Kathleen Wade?
Okay. All right. Thank you. And there's no participation, no remote participation on this, you know, except for Sarah. But I mean, no public participation remotely. So that's that. We were emailed an agenda for tonight's meeting along with the minutes, not transcripts of of the hearings, but those minutes will suffice. Rather the summary of the hearings will suffice as minutes. The first public meeting was held on May 16th at the Modena Fire Department, and then the second one at the Senior Center in Saugerties on May 19th. I'd like to request that the minutes as submitted be accepted. So would somebody make that motion? Donna, second?
Second.
Andy, thank
you. Just have one question. Chris Allen was requested to send something in writing. Did it ever happen?
No. I never received it either, Ken. Not that. So, no, I asked him to do it. He was explaining it. There was no way I could follow.
Right. I mean, I understood. I mean, I didn't know those roads.
Yeah. So,
and I'm glad you asked that you write it up and send it in so we could understand it and consider it.
Right. So those are not included in the minutes.
So that never happened.
At least the details of that. Any other discussion? Minutes. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Signify aye. Okay. Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much. Are there any questions on the agenda as you received it? Any of the commissioners have any questions on the, or things you'd like to add, or perhaps for the future, anything you want to discuss about this agenda? No? Okay. Members of the public, Mike, do you have any questions on the agenda? Okay. Any of the county staff, any questions on the agenda? Okay, thank you. The next bulleted item on the agenda are the hearings, May 16th and May 19th, and I'd just like to go over it just bare bones, and then maybe have a discussion on that, what we've learned. We had 45 people attend the Modena hearing. 25 of those 45 gave verbal statements. 16 were from Gardner, 3 from New Paltz, 3 from Plattekill, and 1 each from Lloyd, Marlborough, and Shongham. So I'm going to ask the commissioners to reflect on some of these comments that were reported to us in the minutes, and you know, what did we learn? What comments you thought were fair and good takeaways, useful takeaways that we could or should incorporate in the final product, the final map that we're going to be working on. Any takeaways from the Modena?
Well, I think the general consensus was about the Gardner.
I have some comments if no one else has any.
Well, Kathy was speaking.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I couldn't
hear
you. Are we going to address the comments about Gardner keeping it whole as opposed to being separated? Are we
well, I mean, that was the overwhelming participation there was Gardner, and it was, you know, keeping the town of Gardner whole. That was certainly the predominant takeaway, I think, from that meeting.
But the question is, is the commission going to make possibly revise that section of the map, or
we'll do that. I think if we can, Juan, would you mind keeping track of those some of the statements
uh-huh.
that we're making right now?
Yeah.
And then what we'll do is go over them when we finish going through the, and then see what we want to keep, maybe try out, maybe not bother with. You know, that's really our,
sure.
our decision.
Okay.
Well, I'll make some comments.
Sure.
I mean, I already sent them in. You have most of them, but the you know, the people in Marbletown didn't like being split up into three districts.
Right.
The Rochester wanted to keep the other half of Kerhonkson. Shungum was objecting to being split into three districts and wanted to be in two. We already talked about Gardner wanting to be in there. The Board of Elections brought up a couple of technicalities on the map. One we knew about was on Woodstock, with the along the Maury Hill Road. The other one I couldn't, as they said, I couldn't find that on Mappitude. That may be just a problem with the relationship between Mappitude and the GIS systems. What was the other one? Oh, and the all the micro districts that we created, especially in the town of New Paltz, was a problem.
Well, I think it was the village too, right? The village of New Paltz and the village of Ellenville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ellenville was the more. I mean, that was just we didn't understand Ellenville, and of course, the city of Kingston, we didn't understand the wards. So those were pointed out, but the you know, the mic, the, because the village of New Paltz is such an odd shape, almost no matter how you draw, put that into one district, you're going to end up with micro districts outside of the village of New Paltz.
Well, we'll certainly get to that, but yes, that was all part of. That wasn't part of the hearing, but it was in the week of the hearings, and so we did hear from the Board of Elections, so we'll, I think there are
Well, they submitted that
points.
As part of the public
that.
Input.
Yes, they did. Yes they did. Sarah, you had something you wanted to ask, or say, rather?
Sure, yeah. In regards to the Medina meeting, which I think was what you were asking, Regis, it seemed to me that a lot of the commentary from the town of Gardner, I sort of disagree that there was some overwhelming Marlboro or Marbletown or Shungum commentary there. It seemed to be some offhand comments, and I'm not sure I think that those comments were so overwhelming that we can really say that our map wasn't fair. But if I'm thinking about the Gardner comments, I do think that a lot of them related to liking and wanting to keep their legislator. And if I take my redistricting commissioner hat off, I can completely understand that you have an elected official who you feel is doing great work and you would hate to see them lose that job. But if I put that hat back on, unfortunately, that's not something that this commission can truly act upon. And I do think that otherwise the lines that we drew in the town of Gardner were fair. And I think that they, if not completely match, closely match the election districts that are in that town. So I completely understand not wanting to have your town cut in half. I think all towns, as we had from this effort, really feel like their town is special and unique and has qualities that require it to stay together and whole and having one legislator. Unfortunately, we don't have the power to keep all of those towns as one district. And we really have to do things that we think are fair lines. And I do think that our draft map created fair lines. And I think that that's true in Gardner too. And we're going to start finding that we have strange lines if we start to appease every little comment that we receive from the public. I wish that weren't the case, but I just think, unfortunately, it's so. In regards to the Board of Elections commentary on like the micro districts, I'm certainly sympathetic to the privacy issues that we may have created, where you have you have 14 people in an election district. I guess I'm wondering to what extent we should or are required to abide by those lines. I think I'm sympathetic to trying to fix those issues if we can, with the way that the census blocks net out. And actually, I would love to hear from Travis and Andy on their commentary on the wards, because I guess I thought that the way that we had drawn the map was because of people being unhappy with a lot of the electoral lines as they are now, in that it cuts up uptown, midtown, and the Strand strangely. And so we were trying to rectify that. And I wonder to what extent abiding by, the status quo with the wards is really just perpetuating something that people have already said that they don't like. But I don't know either way. And so I guess I'm hoping that our colleagues from the city of Kingston can speak more to the commentary from the Board of Election on that point.
Yeah. Just on what we should or should not honor, I was reading the charter again. One of the things that we're required to do is meet established standards in the federal and state law, equal and fair representation of all people in Officer County, keeping districts compact and contiguous while taking into account existing town, city, village, and election district boundaries, defining geographic features, equal population, and so forth. So we do have an obligation to look at it. We don't have an obligation in every case to make changes to accommodate, but we do have an obligation to look at it. So I think those were brought up at those things were brought up at the hearing. In Modena, it was clearly in a sense lopsided toward Gardner, wanting to keep whole. One of the things that we said at both hearings that the 24 municipalities that we have, 14 are too small to be their own district, and the other 10 are too large, and that's just the way it is. So there's going to have to be some sharing that goes on. I think one of the overarching themes in Modena, as well as in Saugerties, was the notion of keeping the town as whole as possible, whatever that means. And I think one of the things we tried to define in that statement of as much as possible to not have more than two districts in a municipality, if it's possible. And so that is a relative sense of whole. People spoke passionately about their towns, where they live, the sense of place. I certainly honor that. People want, but as I say, the numbers don't necessarily accommodate that as much as people would really enjoy. But maybe we could take a look at I think we had, of all the municipalities in our final draft, three municipalities that had three districts. Perhaps we could do better in that regard. And as far as the election districts, we should be looking at them. And I think you're right, Sarah, that we're not our job is not to draw election districts. It certainly isn't to preserve the geography around a person who is elected to represent a district. So that isn't our job. There are other considerations. I think the Cohocton Rochester comments, as well as Marbletown, that came up in Saugerties, didn't come up in Modena. So, anything else on Modena that struck people in any way?
I think that there was some sentiment. that we didn't do our due diligence in really reviewing this map. And I guess I would say that that kind of highlights the commentary to me, is that I think that we did try really hard to make sure that we kept towns together as much as possible based on where people were living. And we're obviously not going to get it 100% right in a draft. There, obviously, there's things with these electoral districts that we could potentially work on. But I do think that we created a map that was fair. And I think that that reflects on the commentary that people may not have understood the process that we went through to understand just how fair it was. And so I understand that there's no way for all these people to have, you know, attended all of our meetings and received all of our, you know, commentary. But I think a lot of it was just that they were concerned that we weren't trying to be fair, and I don't feel like that was the case.
I didn't get that same feeling from either. I thought the people who spoke were respectful and said, no, you do have a hard job, and you know, I think you did try your best. However, we're going to give you another point of view.
I don't think that anyone was disrespectful. I don't think that any of their comments were unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they don't necessarily reflect what the reality was, because they were understandably not a part of the process.
But this map we have now isn't perfect.
Instance,
I mean,
there's certainly
grounds for improvement and to adjust and to take into consideration some of the comments that we heard. So just to say,
I think that that's right to do it, but I also think that, you know, some of the commentary was, you shouldn't have started from the top.
Right.
I don't think we did start from the top, and I know that my own mapping started from the bottom, so I know for certain, and I actually, if you were to look at my first iterations of my maps, I didn't even get to the top in a lot of cases because I couldn't figure out the bottom, so... not that we should disregard public comment, but I think that drawing a map based solely on public comment is in and of itself problematic. And given the fact that we don't have further public comment and not enough time to even propose it if we wanted to, provides a problem where we now come up with a final map that people whose towns have, you know, their town looked nice, so they didn't show up to our meeting to comment on how they hated the map. We changed the map too significantly, then we run the risk of also having issues in other areas where we didn't get commentary. So I think we should proceed with caution is what I'm saying. Not that we should ignore commentary.
I think you're being very negative, Sarah, on this issue, because, I mean, some of the comments that we received from the public hearing, we have debated ourselves, and, you know, do we do it this way or do we do it that way? And we did it that way, and the public came in and said, well, would you prefer this way? So I think there's a lot of room for improvement here, and I don't think we should be so negative about the public hearing and what we heard.
I don't think I'm being negative at all. I completely understand the commentary. I just don't think that it is with the full understanding, is reasonably not with the full knowledge of the seven commissioners that worked on the map. And I completely understand where people come from. I just think that we're in a different position than those people are, and we have to look at it from the entire county and not just one town. And I completely understand, I don't think I'm being negative in the slightest. I completely understand the commentary and the concern for one's own town. I just think that we have a larger mission, and we unfortunately can't be swayed by every comment that we received. We just
can't.
Well,
no one says we should do every comment, but certainly we need to accept and review some of the comments to see if we can make accommodation while keeping the whole county whole.
Yeah.
I also think we have to be realistic that a lot of the commentary was based on hard politics. And again, like I said, I completely understand liking your elected official and wanting to keep them around. If I do not have a commissioner hat on, I thoroughly understand that. But it is outside the scope of this commission's ability to consider political, to consider elections, to consider elected officials and maintaining their seats as part of this. And so that's another thing I think we should proceed with caution on, because I do think many of those comments were either, many of them were like very directly about that.
I see what you mean, Sarah. And I hope what we as a commission can agree on is that we are going to take these comments into consideration. We certainly will probably end up making some modifications to our draft map. That's why it was a draft. But we will certainly not modify the map in a way that goes against the charter. I had a different perspective on a lot of those comments from Gardner than I think you did, Sarah. My interpretation was that they just really think that their town is so unique and they love having it be whole, and that dividing it would make it harder for them as a community to be represented. I did hear a lot of enthusiasm for their elected official, but I don't think it was directly about preserving that person's political appointment. And because I didn't get the direct political implication of wanting to preserve their specific representative, and in my opinion, it was more about maintaining the wholeness of their town in terms of representation, I personally would be inclined to re-putting Gardner back into one district if it ended up being possible while still maintaining compliance with the other things that were required to comply with.
Okay, I have a comment, because as the town of Gardner supervisor, she stated they were always able to call one legislator if there were any issues, and they don't want to split it. She doesn't want to split it. I took because of that.
Right. I agree with you, but what I heard from that is that rather than having to call two different people that represent Gardner as a smaller part of both of their districts,
right,
which would dilute their power, I didn't get that it was calling one person whose name was Kate or whatever. I got that it was calling one person for whom Gardner makes up a big part of their district, and therefore they're going to pay attention. That was my interpretation.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe Gardner's representative is still within the Gardner district, even after, you know, with the current map. What they really didn't want was to be part of New Pulse.
Right. Because then some of them would be diluted. So I think it's just a difference of perspective.
Okay.
And for that, because of my interpretation, I would personally be inclined to put it back together because it didn't seem to me about their specific legislator, just about having influence with a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're right about perspective, because I took it as something.
Totally. Well, I mean, we all come from different.
And it's certainly possible to put Gardner back together.
Okay, we'll come back to those issues. Are all important. I want to move to Saugerties, and then to some of the written comments, like from the Board of Elections, and also of the committees from the city of Kingston. So moving on for a moment here, just to not be painfully pulling this apart, but. Give it the attention that it deserves. Look at Saugerties. We had a smaller group of people, 14, 11 gave verbal statements, 6 from the town of Ulster, 1 each from Gardner, Shungam, Marbletown, Rochester, and Saugerties, the town of Saugerties. So asking us to reflect on some of the things. And there was a carryover on keeping one's town whole.
Mm-hmm.
However you define that, we know it cannot be just mathematically whole. The small ones are too small, the large ones are too large. The adding Kerhonkston to Rochester instead of adding a piece to Marbletown Rochester was a comment. Splitting the town of Ulster 3 ways insults the town, which is the business hub of the county, generating 50% of the sales tax. This town deserves its own identity. No village or hamlet in the county should be divided. Neighborhoods should be honored, not just numbers of people. Anybody else recall anything that that's what I pulled out of there?
Cool. Well, clearly, no one likes the town of Kingston.
I didn't know
classify
that New Paltz as a big bad wolf either, you know.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, well. That's true, Ken. That did come up.
Yeah, that did come up.
Yes.
I remember someone saying Eddyville is totally forgotten.
Yes. Well, yes. Then that's the tale in the town
Town
of Ulster.
Ulster. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Is there anything there that's was unique that really would merit our attention, do you think? Not that we're going to do anything, just...
Of course, Sarah's point about the political considerations, those really came in strong in the town of Ulster with the county legislator and the chair of the Democratic Committee really making the political case for their comments.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Although I'm not sure I understood.
Agreed. I think that was my takeaway, was that this one was
same thing,
pretty dominated by political actors, and we could take some of their more nonpartisan commentary if we wanted, but some of the comments were like, you put a legislator lives here, so we don't like it, and it's not something we can consider. Unfortunately.
The hat, the one guy I was talking about, the hat, one legislator.
I think that's clear in the charter language, too. You can't give any consideration.
Right, it's in the charter language, exactly.
You can't give consideration to a political party or candidate.
Right.
I also, though, I think that part of taking the hat off and putting Kerhonkson back together with Rochester, making that move would put that legislator back in their district. And in the same way that we can't make that move in order to keep them where they are, I don't think we should avoid making that move because it would keep them where they are. I think we should completely ignore that we know that information. And if it turns out that taking the hat off makes things better in a significant other way, I don't think we should not do it just so that we can say that we didn't make a change that would have kept a legislator where they were.
Well, we discussed those changes, the move from Marbletown, that's that part of Marbletown that we took out and put in Rochester. Maybe we discussed that before we knew about the legislator, and the Board of Elections brought that up, as that's not really a capable election district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I wish I didn't know that information about where the legislator lives, because it feels like it's in the adjacent territory of a conflict of interest. But I actually think if there's a compelling reason to do it that doesn't involve that information, that we shouldn't not do it just because we know.
I guess if I weigh keeping the hamlet of Kerhonkson together, so it, the way that it's cut is along a town line. So literally everything else about that hamlet, and it's a hamlet that is just a census-designated place, I believe. So it's not really on either side of the town politically connected to each other. But if I consider weighing keeping it together versus running really large, I think it's, is it negative or positive numbers in percentages of peoples? I tend to think that diluting or overpowering political power of each person is more constitutionally required of us than it is to keep a census-designated place together when there's already a town line running through the exact line that we're using.
But
so
we can
if
fix
it were
Kerhonkson
that I was cutting
without,
a line through
the
town and it was fully within the town, then it would make sense to me from a constitutional standpoint that we really wouldn't want to cut it down the town unnecessarily. But that's not the case with Kerhonkson.
Sarah,
the case with
Sarah.
Kerhonkson is, I'm sorry, I'm still speaking. I don't know.
Let her finish, Kenneth.
I don't understand. Yeah. And I can't really hear you when I'm speaking on Zoom as it is.
Yeah, but you keep saying the same thing over and over
again.
But
when you cut it, I'm sorry, I'm just going to keep talking. When you're saying that we need to keep this hamlet together, I understand the desire, but I don't think it outweighs running large increases or decreases in political power.
Increases or decreases in political power. That's not a factual statement.
It is a factual statement. That's every map that we have that keeps it together. It's like 4%. It runs 4% on both sides, or 3.9% on each side of the line, or negative or positive. I don't recall offhand.
We don't have to do that way.
It's a positive statement. I don't know. Go look at any map. That's the case.
But I think what I hear from you, Sarah, is that even thinking about keeping Kerhonkson whole is about the numbers, and it's not about whether or not that legislator would be on this side of the line or that side of the line. And that was the
Absolutely.
Point I was trying to make. Exactly.
I have no interest in, I'm not taking that into consideration at all. It's, we played with it. We tried to move it back. We didn't like it. That's why it is the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that removing the hat and restoring the hamlet of Kerhonkston, or attaching it to Rochester, one of the things that does, it reduces by one district the three districts that Marbletown is in. So that makes Marbletown a little more, in a sense, relatively whole.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It also reduces the number of districts Shangum is in, from 3 to 2.
Okay. Okay.
No, that's accurate. Not from the maps that I looked at thus far, actually.
Hmm? Yeah, there were three municipalities that had three districts. One was Marbletown, one was Shangum, and the other was the town of Ulster. In the final draft map, yeah. And so you're saying that move affects Shangum?
Yes. That move can affect Shangum by reducing the number of districts.
Oh, I see. So
in Shangum from 3 to 2.
Worse, you would have more pull, political pull.
And then that also makes Gardner whole.
Uh-huh.
Not whole, but it puts Gardner into one district.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Can we move on to the written testimony? Not testimony, but comments. We received I think three. We received the Board of Elections, and we had bipartisan sign off on their statement, and so they were addressing several issues. One was the indeliberate creation of micro election districts, because the ARC GIS system and Maptitude are at odds. One of the things I'd asked Rob to take a look at, just mechanically, is that true? I'm not saying I'm not doubting the veracity, but just is it true? And if it is true, what kind of difference in numbers would it make, throughout the constellation of the final map the final draft?
There was only one situation where it was a mechanical problem, and that was the border between Hurley and Ulster. The Woodstock problem was a real problem, and the problems in the town of in the village of New Paltz and in Marbletown were real problems, meaning since they were actually districts that couldn't be whole, micro districts.
I can get into this whenever you want me to.
Yeah, let's go.
It's a little bit more different than your both saying.
Very, very good. But anyway, I just wanted you to know that I asked Rob to just look at this from a mechanically from a point of view. Is this true? And what does it mean? The Board of Election also requests an audit of the boundaries before the map is finalized. And I think that if the county IT department would would verify that's audit, that would be audit enough, if there seems to be an issue here. Village boundaries, they say, are not lined up with the county legislative district boundaries. Examples are Ellenville and New Paltz. That had to do with Sam's Point. Remember we spoke about that?
Yeah, Ellenville.
Ellenville.
I didn't understand that one.
And they gave.
I can go through their comments and tell you.
All right. Okay, Rob.
If you want me to.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
There's Ellenville. Ellenville boundary goes after there. Changes the population by 0 people, or maybe 5 people. So there's no reason why not to expand to Ellenville. And we just asked them to do 2 versions of the map. Here's the existing map, and then I edited it with all the Board of Elections edits. So I do have another map out there. So New Paltz really doesn't change anything number-wise either, or it changes percentages in here. These people, so all these people went with the town, and then it followed the village boundary, which you see in gray. And then there are a couple other spots throughout it. So basically it just got shrunk to being around the village itself, and those little spots, because I guess these create those micro districts by keeping, they're in the town ballot, then they have a town ballot, and then they have a legislative ballot, so they have to, it does things to their ballots a little bit when you're talking about that small of people. I mean, you can go.
So it would be the difference there would be negligible.
Yeah, I mean, and then inclusion. You have this. This is zero people. Goes across.
Where's that?
So weird.
That's the village of New Paltz.
The village of New Paltz.
Okay. Across the water.
Still, and then a little bit south. There's like a little change here.
Hmm.
This is actually not in the village. So there's a couple others. And I went and I edited them in a different version of the map. What else was on the letter? I know there was that one we're talking all about in here. That I
well, the
this,
the boundary
this
lines.
I fixed that one.
Okay.
That was about 15 people or whatever.
Okay. And the boundary at Town of Ulster and Hurley?
Okay. That is a completely different thing. Do you want me to go into that now?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, they brought it up.
Thank you.
I may just. I got logged out with the RCS online.
Okay.
So the problem is the Board of Elections problem.
as long as it's not yours.
Not really. It's not really the commission's problem. No, that's not where I'm going. Yeah.
It does it.
He's in an online version of ArcGIS that the county maintains that we can access internally. And what that brings us is not only the Maptitude data, it also brings a whole host of other data in that you can look at the same time.
Okay.
So you can overlay different levels of
file
levels.
Oh, that's great.
Reviewing, I believe that's what they do.
Your boundaries. So the problem comes down to the fact that, so we use census data for the census mapping for legislative districts. Election districts also have to use that data because it's based off of the legislative districts. Problem is we need Board of Elections in here, but I believe they use their mailing program or other programs using parcel-based data. So what happens is these are completely different geography laid out areas, so they're not, they don't overlap each other.
Mm-hmm.
Parcels can cross town lines,
they
county
can cross
lines.
Anything. So it's not even that. They're just not they don't geographically match up.
Well, I think what, if I may read just, I think what Fawn starts to get at is census data has to have a defined boundary. So it has to be a stream, it has to be, or it can be a municipal boundary, but you have to be able to find it in the field,
mm-hmm.
except for municipal boundaries.
Right.
Parcels, if you think about them, can cross roads, they can cross town boundaries, they can cross even county boundaries. And so what ends up happening is if you have a physical feature such as a stream and your census boundary runs a stream and your parcel crosses it, then it confuses a lot of things with respect to we think that's what's happening with what the election people are doing. They're looking at a parcel and saying, we're mailing to a parcel, and now I've got a parcel that's in two separate districts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think that's what the issue was here.
It is.
We don't know.
No.
Well, let's put it that way.
No,
we know we can't change the census boundaries. That's one of the things we do know.
Yeah. We can't change it. So basically the issue is moot. The issue is moot. There's nothing you can do about it. It's not because... You could have, okay, so they say these people here are now in a different district, or they're paying taxes somewhere else. There's nothing we can do to move them. we can't extend the line across them, then you'd be double counting. They are actually counted within the district. Mm-hmm. So you can't. So what they need to do is fix things on their end.
I mean, you're fixed in terms of the census block numbered areas and the census
boundaries. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're dealing with.
And that's what
census blocks and tracks and
groups. You can do the work that you've done with respect to cleaning up some of the stuff around villages and stuff like that. That will help. But on these issues where you have that kind of discrepancy between what boundaries people use, you're stuck. You got to use the one that you're legally responsible. Well, I can't tell you, but the way you've done this is essentially to use all of the census boundaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't exactly understand what exactly they do, but it looks like there's a little bit of art that they need to do to extrapolate the boundaries so that they fit the people where they're supposed to go. And not just take their database and.
Yeah, well, I couldn't find the roads they were talking about.
So.
The maps you're talking about.
It is clear.
Now, the Woodstock one, that was actually.
That
was actually our problem.
Yes.
If you want, we could actually reach out to them and ask them, show them what we think, what we're thinking and what they're thinking, and ask them if we're at least on the right track. And
talking to Tom Hahn, GIS, this was the issue that they use. They're using parcel data, and it's never going to match census data.
Mm-hmm.
Not ever. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Not much we can do about it.
All right. Well, then that's the end of that discussion. Okay. we're going to need to explain to them, you know, that we. No, we don't have to.
Yeah, we don't. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Well, as long as we stick with parcel data, it'll match up.
The other thing that the Board of Elections gave us was exactly the same as the Republican and Democratic Committee statement from the City of Kingston with regard to reshaping the constellation of 5, 6, and 7, districts 5, 6, and 7, to accommodate the nine wards, 3, 3, and 3. And they had District 5 at wards 1, 2, and 4, District 6, wards 3, 5, and 9, and District 7, wards 6, 7, and 8. And, you know, so it's not a, you know, is it political? Well, if it's political, it's bipartisan political. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but what do you guys think?
Well, this is what we did as a commission, and...
Yeah, what do they want?
This is the actual wards mapped out. So, there's also a bunch of errors fixed. I made the cities and villages pop out a little bit more when I was doing some of the work. So, but as you can see, the numbers work and they follow the wards for now. The city will redistrict next year and the wards could completely change.
That's what I was thinking.
But then that's not us.
But it's. That's. Yeah. So you can make them happy for a year.
Right.
And when they redraw their ward lines, they'll have to follow your line. Not necessarily.
They won't be able to, probably on the basis of the deviations.
Because they've got to have equal population in the
wards.
They're going
to run into the same issue you're running into.
And they haven't gone through the prisoner adjusted thing. I think that's going to really. And also, they have to work at the block level. And as we know, it may not actually add up.
Right.
Because the only way to do it is at block level. You can't do it at the block group level at the city level. So it's going to be interesting.
That was my thought on this too. I'm glad to hear that they'll be redistricting next year, because I did feel like I thought that the reason we were drawing the lines as we were, it was because the lines as they were drawn before were problematic in other ways. And so we were trying to resolve problems that people were telling us, and that two residents of the city of Kingston,
if you look at number
were
7,
sharing with us.
Sorry, Sarah, for interrupting.
No, no worries. It's just hard to. I can hear some voice,
like,
but I can't hear the content.
If
go
you look
ahead.
At like number 7, what we talked about when we made our discussions was downtown, like Kingston Point. Like if you look at the point, that goes all the way up to almost McDonald's. Are they related? That was kind of what I believe we kind of considered when we first made these maps to begin with. And I know those are reference points. Maybe not everyone knows those reference points or anything like that. But I don't think we necessarily need to adjust Kingston. because of this. But that's, again, I'm open to anybody for what they have to say, but that's just my, we made our Kingston based on what we, what Annie and I had discussed and what we thought was what matched. And not, and I don't, like I say, when I say we, I'm talking about the collective of seven as well.
Yes, I really like based on neighborhoods and communities. And I think also the variance is so much more extreme. Seven is now 4.43. That's really close to the cap. And six and five are at, you know, whatever. I mean, Kingston is going to be slightly underrepresented no matter what.
Exactly.
But I don't know. This seems, I mean, I think there's wisdom in keeping the wards together because then the wards are within a certain legislative district instead of cut. I think there's also wisdom in changing our lines now so they can change their lines to be better next year and not be stuck with this because we made our lines based on their old lines.
Exactly. I mean, all that looks like they did is they said, okay, here are the nine wards. Which wards can we put together so it still works?
Right.
Exactly. And that's all they did. They didn't give any consideration for that. All they did was keep the wards whole.
Yeah, I think we're dependent on your advice and guidance. City of Kingston, you know.
Again, I'm not trying to sit here and say anything's right or wrong. I'm just telling you what, you know, that's what we, I mean, we all discussed that. You know, that was a,
right.
I mean, even though Andy and I are the Kingston residents, everyone goes through Kingston. It is the hub of Ulster County. I'm sure everyone understands what was being discussed.
Oh, I guess we actually have a really big difference. So six is a really big one.
I'm not sure Ulster agrees with that.
But that's, yeah, right. No, I understand.
I could see it
and
going either way.
Isn't that the reason
honestly.
The ward is done the year after you guys,
that's
in a year that ends in five, and your work has to be, you know,
it's crazy.
It's when the election's there.
Next election is next year.
Yeah. It's what the election.
So they do.
But they're not going to have an election. They're going to have election in their existing wards next year, no matter what we draw.
No matter what
our legislative district.
Yeah, correct.
So these legislative districts aren't going to have any impact on the. On that election next year.
That's correct.
It's the election after that, and that will be...
On Kingston representatives for the city of Kingston.
Correct.
Yeah, but on...
But those legislators aren't going to be elected until... their term won't start until 2024.
I'm not following the form. I apologize. I'm just not.
Mm. But it's like the election districts are drawn after you make...
Your map.
Mm-hmm. The election districts will be adjusted, just like those wards... I thought the reason the wards were adjusted ahead after you do your work was so that you can do your work.
That might be.
I don't know. You could have divided the city of Kingston up into, you know, five pieces.
Sure.
Well, I think it's clear that adjusting to ward boundaries in the city of Kingston may result in a better fit now for the ward boundaries in the city versus the legislative boundaries. I don't want to call them election districts. Whereas that may only last for a year because Kingston has to go through the same reapportionment that we've just gone through at a county level.
Mm-hmm.
And so those ward boundaries may change and in all probability will change. The fact that there is a county district that now matches them or doesn't match them could influence that. I would guess the answer to that would be yes. Their committee would go through the same issues that you're going through. Why not match the county districts if they don't match up, or why not keep them if they do match up?
Mm-hmm. I mean, one way of showing them that it might not work is to actually go through a process of showing the wards and showing their actual, breaking it down into nine and showing their actual populations with that data.
We don't have to do that.
We don't have to do that, but. I'm 99% sure at least two of those wards don't work anymore, and maybe one of them drastically. So,
well, I mean, you know, when I heard the request, it made sense to me. You know, why not just leave it? It's going to change anyway. Whatever we do, it's likely to change the constellation. And if we gave them the three constellations of wards as they describe, what's the big deal?
Correct.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking an ounce of credit from what you guys really led, you know, back on the 9th of April. But to me, it was easy to do. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our answer is to them, fix it next year?
Well, next year is their, the next year is really their problem. We're, you know, to accommodate that request, you know, to keep people, you know, what they're saying is the reason was that it can be confusing to the voter. And right. And we don't want to make it difficult for people to vote. And if we can assist in that, you know, just yeah. by keeping, in a sense, the status quo, and it's an easy thing to do. So that's just my take on it.
But Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, when you did the reapportionment the last time in 2010, we also balanced them for racial. When we did the Kingston Ward districts, the wards.
Not, I don't think they paid attention. I don't think they really did.
Can't remember
much.
Whether we did or didn't.
I don't think they did any. Mm-hmm.
It was not just the numbers balance. The city has some fairly significant pockets of racial and ethnicity stuff that you may want to think about it.
Okay. How do you feel about keeping, giving in to their request?
I guess I don't see why not.
It seems to be easy enough.
To give in to their request?
The districts don't look that different. I mean, you're moving the 4.86. It actually might be less bad in the version.
What's the balance?
Let me see if I can do
something. Yeah, because seeing what the difference is would be really helpful.
I think it's literally the same.
They're pretty similar.
There it is.
Looks like it's pretty much the same number, it's just different order.
You just switched.
Yeah.
So you still have a 4%. So
but I mean, less.
It's within the deviation. 5% deviation. So it's probably
uptown.
It's like
mostly
a handful
together.
Of people. I would say that if it's just a handful of people, which lines do we think make sense based on geography and neighborhoods?
I think it seems to me, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Travis, it seems like they make an equal amount of sense, and if one of them creates less problems than the other, I would rather have less problems.
It's fine. It doesn't matter to me. It's fine with me, but like I said, the less problems, it's still going to create problems in 2 years anyway. Mm-hmm. So, or a year anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any sense.
And in some ways, this also scoops that bit of Midtown that's across Broadway that's kind of more similar from the one part of Midtown on the other side of Broadway, which is nice that that's all together. I think
I felt like when we did them made by the roads, the roadways that we thought were, accurate. This kind of chops them up. It doesn't matter.
This seems to go through neighborhoods.
When we made them. We did it as what we thought made the most sense. Mm-hmm. Again, geographically, roadway, by means, everything. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, I think we worked hard on them and we did them the way that we thought was best to just throw them out.
Well, it wasn't capricious.
Yeah.
That was the term that one of the letters.
I think this word keeps Midtown.
They call it arbitrary and capricious.
Yeah,
it
arbitrary and capricious. Well, they say arbitrary. they said capricious because it had nothing to do with the wars. I mean, we didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it had nothing to do with the wars.
We didn't even go there.
We know that.
We weren't rejecting it. We just didn't go there.
We didn't have to consider it.
We don't have to.
Right.
No.
So that's why we didn't go there.
No. But if. What they're saying is true, that what we're doing right now, at least for the near future, would make it difficult for people, more difficult for people to vote.
Then what happens in?
Well, that's another story.
It makes it more difficult to get, right?
Well, should we make it difficult twice?
Well, it would actually make it easier, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that we would have any.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we don't have a crystal ball.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could probably sleep on that, but you're okay. So
but these changes don't change the actual polling place.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
I just think we're making changes to make changes. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Just to make changes. That's not what we're here for. But don't matter. Doesn't matter if the, if, seven, if six of us want to do it, or five, whatever, four of us want to do the changes. It's not a. I'm not going to sit here and argue back and forth. I'm just saying I think we're just making changes to make changes, and that's just not what we thought we were going to do. Or at least what I thought we were here to do.
I don't know anything about.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I'm not awards, right. So. I have
no.
I'm
the same
I have
no,
I got nothing.
No feeling for Kingston whatsoever. I have to defend.
I really don't either. Yeah. It's just a matter of, like I said, when we did our districts, like if you can pull back up to ours, Rob. I know you're on the other one that you had made.
Yeah.
I
so
think
if someone complains, we just say ask Travis.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's, I'm cool with that.
You should be happy you kept Kingston whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to? It doesn't matter. Like I said, but you can see Fox Hall, you can see Albany Avenue, you can see the the major roadways. That to me makes sense. I mean, Midtown is still whole. Like Midtown is still considered what we were just discussing. I mean, Midtown's, in my opinion, is moot at that point. But, like I said, it doesn't matter. I'm just not here to make changes just to make changes. I'm content with the map that we created. I'm willing to adjust to what people want to adjust, but just to arbitrarily adjust that's going to change in a year, I think it's a...
I think it's not a hard adjustment to make.
No. So I just make the adjustment. It's fine.
Well, how does...
Then don't tell them to come
back. I agree with Travis and Andy.
They're both said different things.
Whatever they said, I agree with.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's quite a statement. Kathy, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm not certain. I'm kind of like, but Kent, when you explained it, if it's not a big deal, you know what, change it. But then when Travis said what he said, and they actually put in a lot of work,
yeah,
I'm inclined to say, hey, leave it, you know. So I'm kind of on the fence, you know.
You know, we're asked to look at election districts. It shouldn't control us, but we're asked to look at it.
Right.
When I looked at it and I read their statement, I thought, gee whiz, why not?
Well, you know, when the Board of Elections brought the issue up in other jurisdictions about election districts, they said, you've created this micro district where we have 90% of the people in the district have one ballot, and then we have 14 people in the district have a different ballot. Well, that's a real problem because, you know, with 14 people or 20 people, you can tell how they voted. You have to have, but, you know, there's no
issue
said, like
they
that.
They said that it takes away their
anonymity.
Yeah. Right.
So we don't have that issue here.
No, it's not that issue. What they're saying is that it would confuse people in this short run until things change again, but confuse people to the point where it would probably dissuade them from voting.
And there's a tablet at every polling site now that tells you exactly where you got to go. I mean, there's no confusion in this point.
None.
I mean, I entered my last name. It told me exactly where I had to go.
Yeah.
I disagree
Travis
with
and
that.
And Andy made this based on what they knew of Kingston. I'm sorry. Travis and Andy gave their input based on what they knew of Kingston.
Oh, yeah.
Based on roads and neighborhoods, et cetera.
Right.
So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't change the polling places at this point.
I feel pretty neutral about making the change or not making the change. I think a case can be made for both. I know that's not helpful. I'm sorry.
I vote we keep them what we have.
I think what Travis is saying makes sense because if you look at this map, you can see the roads. Clearly, they're main roads that are dividing the districts. And if you look at the other map, it's a little bit more like block by block. But I also think it's an excellent point that if people are confused about where they're voting and their polling place is suddenly different, or maybe that's not what's happening, but I don't know.
They get these little cards in the mail.
Tells you exactly where to
vote. Tells you where to vote, and they don't look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
I think the question is less... Sorry.
No, that's okay, Sarah. I'm sorry.
I just can't... Sometimes I can't hear on the other side of the table all that well. But I guess the real question is, will people, I don't know that people will know where the exact line is. So it's just a matter of, will they think that the same legislator, are they voting for like the same legislator and they show up and they look at their ballot and they're not? Because it seems to me that it won't really change where they, it shouldn't change where people vote. It'll just change the the type of ballot someone gets with the information on the ballot. So then it's, I guess if they're cut into a different district than the legislator they're used to, that might cause confusion. But I think that that may happen no matter how we cut this.
Right.
So I don't know if even saying like they won't know where to vote makes sense, because I think that it may still stay the same. It's just a matter of lining things up.
My sense is you have a chance to make people happy for now, may as well, without radically changing the map, why not do it? I would just do it to the boards. And it may be a short-term fix, but they'll be happy for now. And give them what they want.
Yeah, I mean that's where I'm at. Let's take a vote out of it, right?
I mean, then I'll vote to keep them the same.
That's okay.
Oh,
Andy,
are we taking a this is the consensus vote.
Travis, leave it alone.
Or about this, keep or change? So Travis is a keep.
Yeah, I'm a keep.
I'm undecided.
I know.
Well, let's go around and come back to you, okay? Kath?
And with the wards, it's not a big deal. They have to change it again in a year?
In a year.
And it won't affect anything else? All right. I guess, sure, change it.
Okay. Ken?
I'll keep it.
I'll keep it.
Keep it. Sarah?
Keep it from our draft, if that's what keep it means.
My vote is to change it. So what's this? What's the tally?
Donna, what did you
get? Oh, we got Andy yet.
Andy and Donna I didn't get.
Oh, I got keep it.
Okay. I think I don't completely understand the ramifications of...
See, that's what...
Either
that's,
or.
Like, what...
That's my problem, right?
What is the difference between having our districts match the wards and not? Like, what problem will that create, and what problem will it solve if
exactly.
we change it?
I think
that's
it might change
exactly.
the election where people go, but I don't know. People might go to a different line temporarily, then be redirected.
So the polling place might change.
Or
a different
or
line
where
within
they go
the
within
polling
place.
Place
might change. And there
yeah,
might be a little bit more
so like if you
confusion
a polling place,
on poll. On
sometimes there's three lines, sometimes there's five lines.
Right. Okay.
So that by doing this, maybe it makes it to four lines instead of five lines in the same polling place, or it creates six lines. Instead of five lines in the same polling place.
Wait a minute. That's the problem?
Yeah.
That's the issue?
So the polling place is the same.
I don't think it's a polling place issue.
It's the lines.
It's just
a matter of
how
many people
are. Are you changing, Kathy?
Then I'm changing it. But if it's...
You want to keep it the same, you're saying?
Yeah, keep it the same. I thought it was something...
No, it's got nothing to do with that.
Then I'll keep it.
I think I'm going to vote to keep it also because I think our districts are more based on main geography of Kingston.
Exactly.
And if they change the wards in a year anyway, I think this is a more, I don't know.
And just for clarification again, we're in the same building.
Same
you're
building.
Just telling me, oh, I'm on the...
You're on the wrong line.
And
well,
we want to
building.
Change it
because
based on
that?
Because
of that. Correct. That's what they're asking us.
No,
I mean, if you were going to tell me
it.
That it was like going to create so much extra work for
right,
the BOE and it was going to whatever, which it might do for
right.
a year.
it's going to make them add another line.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
all right. Okay, we're done with that one.
Okay, so we're going to keep
okay.
it the same.
Okay,
you know,
so
deep down inside,
there
I just
there
want to make everybody happy all the time.
Guess what? It doesn't work.
One, did you keep that a list of what we learned and what were salient features?
I did try to do that. Gardner was the one thing. Rochester, to keep Kerhonson or not? Shangham. Ken said it wanted to be in two districts, but I really think what the supervisor said was he's already in three districts. He doesn't mind being in three districts, but he liked having one district entirely within his town.
Well, everyone said that, but there are a couple of people from Shangham that said, we have three fire departments and three schools.
No, that was Marlboro Plattekill.
Yeah, Marlboro Plattekill, right. But you're right, Shangham already had.
That does make sense, though. That's something that resonated with me that was like, they know they're going to have to get cut up. Ulster is a crazy shape, and it's going to need to get cut up. But having one district that's entirely within that town, even if there are two other districts that incorporate parts of the town, makes sense because then at least the town has one district that completely represents it. So that was something that made sense to me.
Which town were you talking about?
Ulster.
Well, Ulster
or
has,
just like
Ulster
as a concept in general.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the map that we drew has three districts that incorporate parts of Ulster, but none of those districts is only Ulster.
The one that has the town of Kingston, the town of Kingston is pretty much a town of Ulster wholly district.
Yeah. Okay.
It has only there's only like a few hundred people from the town of Kingston, and then the entire like thousands of people, I think, from the town of Ulster.
That makes
so
sense.
It,
it's like
it's not entirely accurate that there's
Kingston.
Nothing that's solely Ulster.
Exactly.
It's basically a solely Ulster map.
And I think that's the way it is
district.
Now.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it is. If you put a district entirely within Ulster, then you split Ulster up into four districts to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw where you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you make a district out of town of Kingston, Ruby.
It is possible. It is possible to make Kingston, excuse me, town of Ulster, two districts.
I think based on what Sarah said, then maybe the job is already done, and like the fact that there isn't one district entirely within Ulster is like, well, technically true.
No, not one. I mean, when we keep a town hall, as people are wishing, okay, we've defined that as no more than two, and if we have to go to three, go to three.
Yeah.
If we have to. So, as much as possible. So would you say that you know, certainly given the passion with which people spoke, it does agree with that principle of keeping your municipality relatively whole, and by relative, two, if possible, three, if necessary. So the fewer, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say, can we agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've tried to do that as much as possible, but I think that all the iterations of maps that I've seen that do keep Ulster into two make really strange cuts in other towns, and along really strange lines that don't conform to geography, or not cutting through a neighborhood, or not cutting through a wholly sitting hamlet, like a hamlet that sits entirely in a town. And I do think that there's, for that section of Ulster, like something to be said that it's along like a portion of waterway that's closely aligned with Asopus. And so like floodplain issues and waterway issues are similar. I don't think we cut it in a way that, like, I don't know that I was convinced that Ulster is such a town. We were getting conflicting messages like Ulster has no sense of place, but it's a unique place. And it's an important place because it's the center of, you know, commerce in Ulster County, but it's not a place that anyone thinks is a place. So I wasn't like, I disagree with the idea that it's not a place. I grew up in the town of Ulster. I think of it highly. I think of it as an important place. So, and I don't know that cutting it into three legislative districts necessarily diminishes its value. I think in a lot of ways, the way we were being asked to put it together could like diminish the political power of one man, one vote by creating a really large district or really two really large districts. I don't know that that's for the best of Ulster County as a hub of commerce either, or Ulster, town of Ulster as a hub of commerce either. So, I don't know. I would, if there was a whole map that, you know, took these ideas in a way that made sense along major roadways and geography, and you know, didn't cut up anyone into two that made sense, I would of course be like willing to go that way. But I think that the iterations we've seen have other problems than the iteration that we currently have.
Yeah,
which
well,
is
I'm sorry, finish your thought.
No, that's all, that was my thought. I'm sorry.
Okay. My point was, whether it's town of Ulster or the town of Marbletown or the town of anything, that if we can achieve as much as possible two districts, that is preferable to three. That's all. That's what I'm saying in terms of keeping that principle of keeping. This is what, if you were to say, what's the one issue people are concerned about? We can say it doesn't matter to us. Well, okay, you could say that, but it does matter. And
yeah, and I don't disagree with that assertion. I just think it's not necessarily possible,
well,
considering other things. That's the only point. I mean, I spent hours and hours and hours and hours trying to make that happen.
We all spent hours and hours.
Yeah.
We all spent hours and hours.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't know why everyone thinks I'm so negative this evening. I'm not diminishing anyone by my commentary. I'm just saying. I personally tried very hard to make only two, and I was not able to do that if I was taking it into a lot of consideration. So I would love to see a map that makes sense, that takes in all of these perfectly, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. So if we would agree with that, so for example, by removing the hat in Marbletown has two districts, you know, and Rochester can absorb into its district the hamlet of Cranston. I mean, that's a doable, viable, reasonable thing. So if we can say, let's take a look at it, and not for tonight, you know, that kind of detail really requires some work, and I think that would be for the next meeting.
Well, I actually have a map with that.
Well,
on paper. We don't have to use map.
Eventually we do.
Of course you do.
Well, Ken, I want to get the principles down first,
I just think that, and I'm sorry for interrupting, Regis. I think this is a nice thing, but we've been trying to do it for many, many months, and we did not come up with an iteration.
Yeah.
This idea that we're going to come up with it in a month and a half, I just don't see it happening. I think we as a committee tried really hard to do it, and we have a map that doesn't run huge swings of population as best as we can, that still maintains geographic boundaries, and I think changing it significantly, we are going to get an objectively worse product than we currently have, because we've been trying to do it for so long and we haven't achieved it in the numerous months, and to try and achieve it in a month isn't going to happen.
Well, let me just explain what we've been talking about.
Okay.
We moved the that hat out of Marbletown into Rochester. We stick Cohansen, you'll put Cohansen together with Rochester. And then we split District 15 and 14. And District 14 pushes into Shongham. And now Shongham has two districts, and that makes, and District 16 gets extended up into Gardner, which solves their problem and removes them from New Paltz. And that I you know, the big change I made was cutting the village of New Paltz in half to eliminate all those micro districts, but that could be done differently. Yeah. But otherwise, it's the same map.
Yeah, Ken, what you did was in Gardner, it looks like you backed 16 into Plattekill.
Yeah.
In order to get the numbers.
Right.
Okay.
16.
So what is Plattekill? Plattekill now has three.
Yeah, I think they have three.
And by that, right?
Yeah.
So.
There's a line here that doesn't really exist.
Their own Gardeners and Marlborough, right?
Well, I think we should turn to our southern expert for commentary.
I just want to see one thing.
And you chop the village of New Paltz in half.
Right.
Yeah, we just get rid of it. We can't do that. We definitely can't do that.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, a line goes through, but I mean, the village is still...
Down there?
Still all whole. It's still whole. It's just those little micro-districts and weird places get...
Uh-huh.
Get folded into the major district.
Wow. What do we do with 12, Ken? What'd you do with
Yeah, and this is a map I sent out on, shared on Mappitude, so you can certainly look at it. I didn't make any changes up here because that was open for discussion. And it looks like we're going to keep that all the same.
As a whole, is that is that place is Gardner back as a whole?
Yeah.
With part of Plattekill, though. It crosses into Shongham now.
Right.
I see.
They don't seem to object to being part of Plattekill. They certainly object to being part of New Paltz.
Yeah.
Right. And they're so different, Plattekill and...
And you got a little Bellenville in there?
Yeah, I mean, this is the map that's on...
I don't...
I mean, did you leave Ellenville alone, or?
No, no. On Ellenville, I just ran the lines around the specific boundaries of Ellenville.
Right, which is what the BOE asked for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, you know, Mike.
What's 17?
And his proposal did essentially the same thing, at least in that area.
Oh, I see.
No. God knows.
And my friend at Staples is happy to make more maps.
Yeah, right.
So I pulled it up on Mapsitude, and Ken's map doesn't maintain the boundaries of the village of New Paltz. And District 17 has like a really wonky line in it. I think that's of the idea, and Ken and I were talking about after one of the meetings, that people didn't feel like in New Paltz they really needed more than one legislator. There was one comment, because they have a hard time finding people to run. But I guess I would, you know, this is one of those devils in the details things again. Like, what are people's thoughts on, I mean, it's not just about cutting a line someplace and saying, look, it works. You know, what do people think about specifically where the lines are drawn? And how fair and confusing that is to have this strange, it's the census block, I think. I don't think Ken's trying to do anything nefarious, but it's a weird census block that cuts basically all the way from one end of Highland to the other.
As a resident of New Paltz, I just point out that I think if you had proposed that map, you would have had 40 people there.
I think more than 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And they all would have spoken.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was kind of what I was kind of.
What Sarah said before.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was kind of holding back as well. Our draft map, yes, we had some complaints to it, but I truly don't believe that there were that many people that came to be upset with our maps. I mean, yes, the town of Gardner, I totally wholeheartedly understand where they're completely coming from, and we worked to fix it for them, but it wasn't necessarily plausible. I mean, Ken, I'm not trying to discount your work by any means, because I know you took a long time to do this, but you changed a lot of districts in doing this, and we sat down and worked on this for months. And that's just a lot of changes to just go through. And especially, like you said, our devil's advocate here is we had one town really complaining out of 27.
Yeah, but this wasn't a vote. I mean, people came.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean.
But I'm just saying, we didn't hear from the ones that said, great job. You know, you hear from the ones that say, not good job. And that was one town. I think what we did, we should be proud of what we did.
Yeah, but I mean, the changes.
Exactly. As I said, I'm not trying to. I wasn't trying to.
Most of the changes I made were just what we had already considered.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, when you say, well, this way, I mean, this thing with Marlborough, we talked about that extensively at our last meeting.
We did.
Yeah. And then
we had three options.
And we worked on it for, you know, 2 hours to try to make it work, and it didn't. Without retooling a lot of other districts.
And the Board of Elections brought up the issue with Marlborough and this small election district.
Yeah. I think we can come back to that at our next meeting, and the rest of us can look at try to create other options if it's possible, and it may not be. So I mean, I like what you did, Ken. Except for New Paltz.
Well, I mean, most of these other things we've talked about quite extensively before.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I mean, I think they're fine. I think those are improvements.
Yeah.
I think the section in Marlborough, Marbletown, taking that out and restoring her house, and I think that's good.
Yeah.
And redrawing around Elmville to include the whole thing the way they asked, and for the reasons that they asked for. Is good, and to reduce Shangham to two districts from three is good. Reduce Marbletown from three to two is good. So that's not arbitrary. That's positive.
So we'll just
except
go back
that it runs bigger differences in percentage. So we're diminishing one man one vote, which is the like
saying,
the basic rule of this entire process.
Can you pull it up on a map to two, Rob? You can pull up, yeah, you can pull that up, right? Real, just real fast, maybe, so we can see those percentage differences. Because I agree, just looking at it, I mean, I like that, but if without seeing it, the percentages, that kind
yeah,
of
yeah, it's great to say.
Well.
It's great to say. Oh, we didn't cut up. We cut up fewer maps, fewer towns into three. But if we're reducing, like one person's political power in one town versus another, I don't see how that's a improvement. Personally, that's a reduction in someone's constitutional, like political strength.
This one.
Yeah, if that's. Ken, is that the one?
That's the one, Ken?
Yeah. It says version one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. I can't read that.
Me, I can't help you. Especially since I'm reading glasses.
So what are the percentages on?
Yeah, just
that's what we got. That's what I
just
wanted to see.
Under
that's all.
Yeah.
Is the projector out of focus?
So we can do it better on the screen than on the menu.
So Rochester's in three districts. Plattekill is in three districts.
Rochester's in one district. Warsing's in three districts.
Warsing's
in three.
Yeah.
Chogum in two. Gardner in one. Plattekill in three.
Marlborough
in two.
Where's
that three?
Districts of three.
Plattekill's not good. They've got five school districts now.
Yeah, I think Lloyd's in three.
So it's so Doesn't it makes more towns into three, basically, by doing it this way. So to appeasing Gardner, it makes more other towns go into three.
Mm. How many,
which one?
How many towns you have in three districts?
I'll have to count them up.
Yeah.
You didn't change Ulster, so that's still in three.
Yeah,
so
if
four
that's,
towns
it, that's
now.
The case, then that
you
would,
have, four
either,
towns
that would have to be adjusted or rejected, one of the other can. You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like I said, I'm not discounting what you did, Ken, by any means. I actually appreciate you showing us a different option, but it just it makes things more. I don't want to say worse, because that's not the right terminology to say either. But it just makes things again more complex, more.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, it solves the Marlboro problem. It solves the Kerhonkson problem.
And then creates more. And
what problems is it creating that you see?
We were just talking about it. Creates three. You know, multiple towns in three districts.
That's three.
Or it simply changes them.
And
I
it
mean,
cuts new faults. I mean,
like
I can definitely
I don't
see
know that
if
reducing
if we
the political
put this
power
map
here
out
and
there,
just flipping around which towns are in three is
be,
well,
I
mean, we'll go back
it,
and
that's
fix
a
no
net negative in the end. If we are running a
but
higher
by putting the
average
village back
of
in,
deviation,
I mean,
which
we
you're just
tried
looking at the map.
This.
We absolutely are.
No, I didn't.
I feel like we've had all of this at some point or another in this area. All of this has been done at one point or another, and we found that it had not worked already. And now I'm not trying to be the negative one either, but I'm just being realistic that by doing those changes, it creates more.
Well, we'll count them up and compare.
And it, you know, if there are three or more. Municipalities with three districts, then it's.
No. Well, it also depends on the size of it. Some of them are going to be that. I mean, when we had Marble Town,
yep.
In three districts. I mean, it was a 5,000 population town
right.
In three districts.
Right. No, I yes.
You know,
and
that,
and
that,
no, I,
that certainly
an,
didn't
I
work.
I consider. I think that's an improvement.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, there you go.
Put the village back?
Put
right.
The village back
it's
in
impossible.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's
well,
Well, it's almost virtually impossible to appease everybody. And that's what I'm saying, to just have one town complain. And I'm not discounting Gardner at all when I'm making this statement, because I'm not trying to make a statement like that. But I think we should be proud of what we did. I mean, that's more or less how I'm looking at it. We made a good map with some minor changes that need, you know.
Well, then we had the public hearings so that we could hear comments from the public. I mean, we shouldn't just dismiss them because some people didn't show up.
I'm not dismissing them at all. Yeah. I'm saying that by moving those boundaries, if we were to have another public hearing, I think it would be more outcry.
Well, we'll fix the, you know, that
We just tried.
Ken, just in the interest of time, I think if you take another look at that.
Yeah, we'll take another look at it.
At the next meeting.
I mean, when you get up here and, you know,
if you don't mind, if you're willing to keep the village together and figure out a way around it, I would be open to looking. But I don't think it is plausible, but if it's plausible, I'm willing to look.
On the other hand, we can't design the whole county around New Paltz.
That's true as well. But I think they have a little. I think putting a line through New Paltz is not the what our.
I mean, the village of New Paltz.
Take a look at that.
We'll take another look at that.
Yeah, and if any other maps arise between now and next week, we could bring them.
Yeah.
Okay? Does that sound fair? But so one of the things we voted on here tonight was about the city of Kingston, whether to accommodate or to stick with what we have, and the vote was to stay the course, and so that's in place.
Mm-hmm. Did we make a decision on Ulster?
No. We didn't make a decision on Ulster.
We did not vote.
No, we didn't. We didn't vote. We're not going
to
vote on.
We didn't have to vote on Kingston.
I think what we're saying is, if we can reduce the number of three district municipalities, that's good. Right now, we have three in our final draft. Right?
I don't know. I can't remember.
No, our final draft. I do. I remember. There's Shongham. Okay. It was Marbletown and Town of Ulster. Those are the three that. And what was really great about our final draft was, in terms of numbers, the mean deviation was 1.86 and the median deviation was 1.97. Pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, within that one category, that's pretty striking in terms of, you know, equity of deviation.
And that's Socrates is always going to have to be three, right?
Sure. Sure.
Are there any other towns that have to be three?
19,000, and then what's the village?
Are there any other towns that have to be three?
Kingston.
No, that's
the city.
That's their own districts, though.
Yeah.
They're not sharing districts.
Right.
Yeah, they only share one district.
Right. That's true.
Okay, so unless anybody has something else they'd like to talk about, we could call it quits. We have another one to look at. Mike had submitted one to us at our meeting on the 19th. Look at that and see if you can get any ideas from that one as well. I think what he took is he kept nine districts and changes in the others. So we have something to look at.
I would just say, Regis, for their next meeting, in the interest of all of our time we've spent in so many months of this, we really, if there's some magical map where all districts are no more than, you know, two cuts in the town, we need to do it the next meeting. Because drawing this out on something that, frankly, I think we've really all played with and know is impossible is Einstein's definition of insanity, and we just don't have the time anymore. So I would implore us that it needs to come, like, at the next meeting if it's going to be incredible math, because we just don't have the time. And I also, like, I'm a working person. I can't keep adding meetings to schedules, on something that I just feel like is a futile endeavor. And I think that that's probably the case for many of you in this room as well, that you have other life things that you need to work on that are not a futile endeavor. So I would say, and then if whenever the next meeting is, I would ask that we come up with this map of only two cuts per town by then.
My argument, sorry, Sarah, thank you. My argument, like I said, is we went out to public comment. If we do drastic changes between now and this next, by the time we set it back out for final, there's no more public comment.
No.
So we've went out to public comment, we've heard public comment, and if we do radical changes...
None of this is a radical change.
Putting a line through New Paltz is
a
pretty
radical
change.
Well, we're going to
change.
That was
change. So
that's a pretty radical change. Like I said, I'm not trying to say you did a bad job.
We can't be personally angry,
like I said,
with any constructive criticism on maps. It's ridiculous.
We put out a map for public concern and for public comment, received that public comment, took it into consideration, and are taking it into consideration. I'm willing to make changes. I just don't want to make big ones because people have already seen what we were looking at. And like I said, the small complaints that we've received, like I mentioned earlier in this meeting, we should be happy with what we produced. I mean, I don't see a reason to adjust things a lot. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like I said, if we put something out as final and it's not what it looked like when we put out for public comment, that's going to make us, I think it makes us look worse than...
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that, Travis.
Okay,
if we put that out for public, and in good faith, we all said this is the best one that we came up with so far, and we went with it, and we asked for comments, and we got them. And we struggled tonight to really either incorporate or not many of these suggestions, and this was not a waste of time.
I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah, no, I know you're not. Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying it was very useful, and I think to make an informed decision on making any changes to our final draft we're not gonna be struggling with this for weeks. I think we could wrap it up next week. I think if we have some maps ready to go, we'll take a look at them, and if we like them, we like them. We don't like them, we don't like them, and we'll make a decision on it.
Yeah,
we've made a decision on the city of Kingston tonight. That was not an easy one. Okay.
Yep.
Just I know you all don't have that much time, but something a slight tweak you want. Regis asked me to make slight tweaks based on the Board of Elections comments. I do have those.
I'm open to those.
You can. I'm here for my services. So if you have an idea, and you don't have the time to implement it, ask me, and we can show the iterations that I do at the next meeting. So we're not sitting here saying, "What if we did this? What if we did this?" No, they're already here, so we have a couple of different copies with a couple of tweets.
Okay.
We're on our last lap here. Let's not run out of gas.
That's right.
We'll get it done. We'll get it done.
The meeting on the 15th, I may have a problem getting this room. I'm not sure availability is the where you have your planning board meeting.
Well, you have been having it in this room. Get this room. My suggestion would be the Restorative Justice Center.
Okay.
Not the Restorative Justice Center, then I would suggest purchasing over to
your room.
Okay. I'll find us a place.
Okay.
You want to meet on the 15th at 6:00?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
I'm assuming that the library's taken as well.
That's what I have to find out.
Yeah.
I may not be able to make next week's meeting.
It's likely that I won't be able to either.
At 5:30. So.
Next Wednesday.
Congratulations. Maybe I'll just have my wife go.
Well, maybe we should meet the following week, which gives those in the room that feel like they want to draw a new map with only two lines per town time to do that. Because otherwise, then we're going to have another meeting, which is another hour and a half of our time on a Wednesday evening, to then have another meeting to talk about the two lines for Matt, because we didn't have enough time.
Does it have to be Wednesday?
Rob, what do you say? You're going to be here or not next Wednesday?
Possibly not.
Okay.
I don't know if it worked out because I'm the only driver in my family,
then,
and my car was just
then how about how about 2 weeks from today?
The 22nd.
Oh, no.
Two weeks from today, that's the 22nd?
Yeah. I'll find us a spot. I'll find a spot if you want to meet.
We're not trying to hamstring you, Rob.
No, I can do it. I might be able to.
And I can make it on the 22nd. I wouldn't be able to make it next week either.
When could you find out whether you could make it or not?
Is the 22nd best for everybody? I have a conflict, but you do as well.
Yeah.
But I could, as I say, I could potentially move
it. You can't do it without Rob, so.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Rob, you can make the 22nd, right?
Yes, I can.
Let's just do the 22nd. Okay. Yeah.
And as Sarah said, that gives us more time.
Well, Vaughn is going to tell us the venue.
I'll tell you where, but.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I'll find
a spot. More chance to send things to me.
Could you zoom the 22nd?
I could.
Yeah. I mean, I have a conflict on the 22nd as well, but I can. I'll make it work. I want to get this done. I don't want to keep pushing.
And I'm
this
not
out.
Sure we're going to be able to zoom anybody in, but we'll find out by the 22nd. I should know.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for this struggle. I mean, it is a struggle, but we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got this far.
I'm requesting a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Sandy, Donna, thank you.
I just wanted to say informally, do we have the tape off?
Give me 1 second.
Don't leave, Sarah.
Oh. Hang on. Let me just get this to stop.